Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'Yiluy Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Sota. We're in the second parak, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Haya maybe es minchasa besoch kfifa mitzvahs. Her husband brings her karba mincha in a basket made out of wicker, of palm fibers. And then he would put it in her hands in order to tire her out, so that she might be moda to the, or she might admit that she had done something terrible, right? In general, when we deal with other carbonos that are flour based carbonos, they are in as soon as you bring them from your house to the Beis Hamikdash, they're in a kli sharis when you bring them. And by the way, at the end when they're offered, they're also that way. But zu tchilas b'kfifa mitzvah sesofa b'kli sharis. The minchas kenos, this carbon mincha that she brings together with her, is brought in a basket of palm fibers, a wicker basket, when it's brought to the Beis Hamikdash, and then it's in a kli sharis at the end until it's been brought into the chatzer, and it's about to be offered. Kol ha-menachos tuna shemen o-levona. All other karbanos mincha need oil and levona. Zu e'ena tuna lo shemen v'lo levona. This one doesn't get shemen or levona. Kol ha-menachos bo'os menachitin. All other menachos come from wheat. V'zu ba'min asorin. This one comes from barley. Now mincha sa'omer, which also comes from barley, the mincha brought on the second night of Pesach, afo b'shabah min ha-asorim, even though it comes from barley, he isa ba'keres. That one came very finely sifted. Bezu kemach, this one is brought as coarse meat, coarse meal. It's a very coarse flour. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Kishim Shemasa Masa Behema, just like her Behema, her actions are assumed to be the actions of a Behema by making herself available to a person who's not her husband. She acted like an animal, right? Animals don't attach themselves to one mate. They're not monogamous. So too, Kach Karban Amaychal Behema, so too, her Karban is going to be the Karban of an animal as well. The Haya maybe Piali Shocheres Chadasha, the Kohen would then bring a new earthenware cup that was never used, Benosin Lusocha Chatzi Logmayim in Akior, and then he would put half a log of water from the Kior inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius, Rabbi Yehuda says it was just a Revius, and if you want to know how to remember the difference between Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and the Chachamim, Kishim Shemamayit B'Ksav Kach Mamayit B'Mayim, Rabbi Yehuda reduces the amount of writing on the Sota, which we'll talk about tomorrow. So too, he does so with the water as well. Nechnas lehichol panalimino. After he puts the water in the cup, he walks into the mikdash and turns to his right. And makom hayasham amal amah. There on the floor was a tile that was one amma by one amma, a marble tile. Utval shel shayis tabas hayakvuaba, and it was covered by a marble tile with a ring attached. Uksho magbia, when he lifts up the tile using the ring, no tail afar mitachta, he would take some dirt from the ground underneath it. Venosin kadesh yira al amayim, and he would put enough dirt into the water so it could be seen on the surface. Shenema mina afar sheya bekarka mishkan. From the dirt that there, the kohen should take and put into the water. We'll continue with the process when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.